Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
Happy Wednesday, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome to this rain-delayed solar sports keg stand live from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City. Heard on affiliates nationwide and north of the border on the free Odyssey app, the CBS Sports app, and Sirius XM Sports Channel 158. From Anchorage to Atlanta, Portland to Panama City, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
No, this is not an unscheduled late summer Wednesday. It's just me, Andrew Bogish, for a few minutes on this Wednesday morning. We have had some heavy rains near our studios, especially to the west of us, which has lengthened D.A.'s drive into work this morning. So he is in the general vicinity as we speak, but if we're going to timestamp him, not here at 6 a.m. for the start of the show. So we're just going to fill a little bit of time before DA gets here and things go back to normal. So you've got me for now. We've also spun the wheel of fill-ins in the other room. Out goes Pat Boyle. Out goes Kevin Wall. In comes EJ Stewart. In comes Ryan Botcher. All for you today, and I believe tomorrow as well. They're going to tag team that side of things here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. As always, it is a busy, busy show. Are the Bears ruining Justin Fields? We will wonder that this morning as well. Are NFL owners worse than we thought? A new lawsuit shedding some possible light on some terrible things that may or may not have been said by at least two NFL owners. How much trouble are the Florida Gators in? That's on the show this morning. Also on the show is Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst and author. DA gets to tell you once again how all games should be played on grass, not artificial turf. There is also a very significant and just purely amazing Mothership at the Movies callback that more than one of you D-Aliens has alerted us to. We will address it this morning. I can't believe this is a thing. I can't believe we didn't know this is a thing until the last like 36 or 48 hours. You'll know what that thing is coming up this morning as well. It's a Wednesday, so of course you get a champ and you get a chump as well. But again, DA will be here shortly. He is stuck in a quagmire in northern New Jersey. Overnight rains, flooding, bad roads, diversions. So he's had himself a morning. Me, on the other hand, I slept well last night, got to bed early. There was no NFL game to stay up for. Slept all the way through. Closed my eyes at 9-something. Eyes opened. My alarm at 3:15. That's a rarity. Me getting old, there's bathroom trips now in the middle of the night, there's just tossing and turning, there's other noise waking me up, but no, I got 6 uninterrupted hours of sleep, which is a good start for me. I got to the train before all this rain started, didn't get wet, just a drizzle on my walk from the subway to the building, so I was feeling good. I liked my Wednesday so far. Then I get the DA text, Ryan Botcher in a very well-chosen once again t-shirt, Greta Van Fleet. How's your Wednesday so far?
2 hours of sleep. I was at the concert last night. So
you were at the VMAs. Yeah. Of course
not,
you were.
Not the VMAs.
Oh, that was a different thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Greta Van Fleet played last night.
Not connected to the VMAs.
Not connected.
Because I saw, like, in my timeline, I thought I saw VMA, a Greta Van Fleet, like, this like a shot of the stage before they started, I thought that was connected because I don't know anything.
Both in New York.
That's odd that you'd have a concert on the same night as the VMAs. I thought it was one of those kind of like satellite performances. But no, huh?
They're too big for the VMAs.
So you were at that show by yourself, or by that show by itself. You were not alone. That show was its own thing. Got your new t-shirt. You're a little tired, but so far so good for your Wednesday.
Yeah.
EJ, how's your Wednesday going?
Awful.
Oh, really?
Awful. Awful start to the day. The usual start, which begins with, you know, a late wake up at 4 or something, dog going insane, crazy, because she refused to let me leave. But I thought that'd be just the normal Wednesday. Maybe, okay, a rough wake up. But besides that, I'll be good. It wasn't until I got out of my Uber and walked into the studio that I realized I don't have my keys.
Oh, your house keys.
My house keys, my other house keys for my parents' house, the fob that gets me into my apartment building, all those things all on one keychain, it is all gone. All gone. Right now it's in Newark, New Jersey, by my best account, but I'm still not 100% sure about that.
So the negative has turned positive because you did call the car that brought you here.
Yes.
And he had already located your keys in his back seat.
Yeah, well, first he was skeptical. He was like, I don't know. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, it's there. It's definitely there. Like, as someone who has worn these pants, and look, I love Express. I wore an Express suit yesterday to a funeral, so I wear almost Express exclusively. That's normal clothes or whatever.
Okay.
These Express pants, comfortable, pockets, horrendous. And things fall out all the time. And this was a morning. It's rainy. It's cold. Not cold so much, but it's rainy. It's kind of a dreary morning. I'm kind of sleepy in the back of the car. And normally I have a little more awareness of the key situation in my pocket. This is the one day I didn't. And it's the one day my keys are now in the Garden State.
They're taking somebody else to the airport.
Yes.
And then theoretically being brought back here.
Yes, that is the plan. I don't know how this will be executed or if it will be executed.
So my follow-up question would be, you gotta tip this guy again, right?
There's a fee that I didn't know about Uber. So if you lose something in an Uber, there's a fee, $20, to get it back.
Okay.
So I guess I don't know if the $20 goes right to this guy. I assume. I mean, I have $5 in my pocket. Like, he may just get that. And then I hope that some of this fee goes to him. But there is a fee for whenever you lose items and get returned.
You'd think that it would almost all go to him. But there's no way Uber's not skimming a good chunk of that 20, even though they're doing no actual work.
And he's the one losing the money.
Right.
He's the one saying, okay, I'm going to not go pick up more people. I'm going to go to this bozo's job and give him his keys back.
So my thought is you have to give him something more. You have to physically give him something right now on the handoff. But 5 might be enough. Maybe it's not, because we don't know what the breakdown of this $20 charge is.
He did give me his personal phone number. So my plan.
The Venmo?
Is the Venmo deal.
Yeah.
Do a Venmo, find a way to pay him back that way. Give him a nice $25, $30 and say, hey, thank you for this. I know this was a lot, and I'm sorry for being a sleepy jackass who couldn't realize that his keys fell out of his pocket.
All right, well, let me make you feel better. As we wait for DM, we don't want to steal a cold, open thunder from him. He just walked in, huh? All right, so I was going to go to the sound check, but if he's here, let's just take a break. He can come in here. He can do the cold open. It's about the Jets quarterback situation. And I think he's going to tell me that they need to get somebody else to play quarterback. I'm going to tell you that Zach Wilson's good enough. I don't need to hear about Colt McCoy. Pat Boyle yesterday is posting about Colt McCoy. Here are the last 3 full NFL games that he played, and he never threw for more than 250 yards. He had 1 touchdown in 3 games. Zach Wilson can do better than that. I understand that Zach Wilson makes you nervous. I get it. I've seen it. But I'm still signing up for the slimmest possibilities of Zach Wilson returning, not the right word, getting to something close to a first-round pick quality quarterback. The ceiling is higher. The possibility of a higher ceiling exists for Zach Wilson. You know what Colt McCoy is. Nick Foles hasn't played in how long. Matt Ryan's cooked. You can't trade for Matthew Stafford. You can't trade for Kirk Cousins. There's nobody else out there who makes any sense, who's a real, true, no doubt about it upgrade. Why not see if Zach Wilson actually has got something in there? Figure it out. Get him to the problem is the timing. I get that. but he was going to play 2 or 3 or 4 weeks anyway. As an outsider, came in, learned things, got up to speed, got in shape maybe. So used those 3 or 4 games that he was going to play anyway to see exactly what he can do. And maybe he actually becomes the best option. That to me is what the Jets are saying they're going to do. And I think that's what they should do here post Aaron Rodgers' ruptured Achilles. But the actual cold open and your actual Wednesday show with your actual host, DA, it's all next on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's exactly right, everybody. Let's try to get back on track here. Thanks so much for being with us on this Wednesday morning. The Duh! DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. You can always listen to us in hundreds of affiliates nationwide, as well as SiriusXM Channel 158. And you can listen to us on your phone using the CBS Sports app and the free Odyssey app. Appreciate my man Bogues stepping in here at the top of the show. My drive-in flash flooding combined with interstate construction put everything into a parking lot on the highway. And it's one of those rains around here today where it's coming down so fast, so hard, your wipers don't even work fast enough. The highest setting, the fastest setting, your wipers are just going crazy and you can't still see. It was one of those types of rains this morning on the way in. So appreciate these guys here being flexible, starting off the show, and away we go. I wanted to begin this morning talking about the Jets situation. Of course, now that we know officially that Aaron Rodgers is done for the season, and truly what their options are. Because right now, as it stands, it's Zach Wilson and So if you're the Jets and you've got 16 games to go, it's not like this is a 4-game slate or a 6-game slate. You've got a full freaking season to go. You have the benefit of having one week one and it being a division game. But let's face it, the way that the offense performed under Zach Wilson on a Monday night is not going to be good enough for this squad to make the playoffs or have any reasonable chance at having a decent season. So what is the option for the Jets? What should they do at the quarterback position? It is where we begin. You're cold open.
Protection breaks down and time runs out. Down goes Rodgers and the sack for Leonard Floyd. And now Rodgers sits down. A loss of 10 on the play, and hopefully the Jets are thinking that's the only loss on that play. And he's coming out of the game.
I don't know why people are trying to put an obituary under our team name. You know, it's Aaron is an unbelievable piece to this whole thing, and we love him, but I think there's 52 other guys in the locker room plus the 16 practice squad guys that that believe that we can do a hell of a lot of good things here. And you know, we've got championship caliber defense. We've got great skill guys on the offensive side of the ball.
Garrett Wilson, wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing.
There is no way. He caught that.
Amazing. And his first touchdown catch from Zach Wilson.
We're going to look at everything. You know, preferably, you know, not preferably, but you're going to look at veterans, you're going to look at young guys, but under no circumstances, any of this a competition. This is Zach's team, and we're rolling with Zach.
I'd probably try to sign Nick Foles. I know he doesn't fit their offense exactly, but he's a quick study. He has hit the ground running in some difficult situations, and he's played championship football not very long ago. Now, there's no solution. They don't have great quarterbacks on the street right now. Joe Flacco, Nick Foles, whatever.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
So you heard there Bucket Aikman on ESPN for Monday Night Football, Robert Saleh, and then Peter King, longtime NFL writer, senior writer for NBC Sports, who joined us yesterday on the show, and I had asked Peter what he thought the solution should be, and he brought up Nick Foles. I am not of the opinion that Foles should be under center for this Jets team. To me, it's just kind of a prayer. It would be a miracle if you brought in Nick Foles, he learned the offense overnight and did anything of note. I've seen too much bad football from Nick Foles, too many bad decisions, and too clunky in terms of all the offenses that he's run essentially since that grand Super Bowl run in 2017. You have to start Zach Wilson next week and moving forward because two things. Number one, he's in the offense. He's had a full offseason. He's with Nathaniel Hackett. He's worked with Garrett Wilson. He has all of the familiarities that you need for a quarterback to have a bit of an advantage within the system for the season in the middle of the season. Plus, the second part of that is if you can figure out Zach Wilson because of the experience he'll get this year, you might have your quarterback of the future post-Rodgers. Seems unlikely. The timeline doesn't really line up if you're getting 2 or 3 years out of Rodgers. But either way, you did invest a high first-round pick in him. He has started games of the NFL before. He does know your guys. It's got to be Zach Wilson at the moment. But you cannot go into battle with Zach Wilson and still have aspirations of making the playoffs, perhaps going 9-8 this season, I would say, is the ceiling, slipping into the playoffs and then hoping that, you know, you win a game because your defense is that great. You can't do that with only Zach. And so you have to have a reasonable veteran to back him up, to be break glass in case of emergency if Wilson's trash, which he very well may be, or if he gets injured, what have you. Two names that I look at. Colt McCoy, who should be a starting quarterback in the NFL. The Cardinals should have started him, except they're trying to lose. You've got Colt McCoy at 37 years old and Matt Ryan. I know he's in the broadcast booth. I know he called a game in week one. He called that Vikings loss to the Buccaneers. But guess what? He's only a year older than Colt McCoy. And I know that Matt Ryan hates the way his career, quote-unquote, ended last year in Indianapolis. Indy's a dysfunctional mess. Nothing has worked at the quarterback position over the last 5 years since Luck retired. It was a Jim Irsay debacle, and I think he really is annoyed and bothered that that was the end. I don't know if he's kept himself in shape. I know he's calling games, but I know that the fire of Matt Ryan, who, let's face it, when he was good, he was great. And it wasn't like at the end of his career, the reason that he had to retire was that he was trash. He was in two trash situations at the end of his career, Atlanta and then Indianapolis. I'd make that call. I'd make the call to McCoy. I'd make the call to Matt Ryan. And either one of those guys could be my veteran backup at the moment for Zach Wilson until they are ready. And hey, if Zach's good, then so be it. Fine. But if you need a guy, you're going to want a guy that you can turn to that you feel like if we turn to him, he can take the reins the rest of the year. And I think both McCoy and Ryan make sense in that regard. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS.
That's very good, Damon.
Now, you guys just tuning in now are getting a real treat. A back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. Because we have had the cold open here. And then we're also going to roll right into what we originally had on the schedule. I was telling you the other day that, boy, down the hallway, what Mraz is dealing with these days, it's intense. New Yorkers are intense. New York sports radio is intense. And after the Giants got housed by the Cowboys on Sunday night, 40-0, emotions, intensity, anger, building. And we heard Mraz fighting with a Cowboy fan yesterday. On this show, we played that clip. Well, let me tell you, you thought things were intense after the Giants loss. After Rodgers goes down, it got ratcheted up to a 1,000. It's time for your best audio of the day. Sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Jets fans don't know how to feel because the season's lost. You're not going to win a Super Bowl no matter what happens at the quarterback position this year. So all of that is gone in the blink of an eye. And yet, you won the football game, you're 1-0, you're 1-0 in the division, and you've got to somehow negotiate 16 more games. When your season is over in the first quarter of week number one and you still got to get to January, you don't know how to feel. Our friend Brandon Tierney, BT, who handled Tiki and Tierney alongside Tiki Barber for years here on CBS Sports Radio, is now down the hallway as well alongside Mraz. He precedes the show Mraz is on in middays. And BT's a big Jets fan. And you want to get fired up? You want to be embarrassed about ever doubting the Jets? Do you want to feel humiliated if you feel a tinge of sadness? Well, BT is there to pump you up.
And four plays in, he's done. He's done! Do not tell me today that the season is over. Get up! Stop walking around work like a loser. Get your act together. We're playing until January. There is no way that I'm tapping out now. No chance. If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable. I have Zach's back. I'm not saying Super Bowl, but I am saying playoffs with Zach.
Yes. Yes. I need BT in my life to motivate me. I need BT in my life to properly set me on course. I need BT in my life to get me at the gym, to have me drop that bag of Doritos, to put down the sixth beer. I need Brandon Tierney. Life coach, if you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable. God, I love that. I love everything about that. And you just have to worry. If you're a Jets fan and you dare walked into the building yesterday, head hanging low, that BT was going to take you, pick you up by your earlobes, scream in your face, smash you up against a glass door, drop you down, leave you for dead, and stomp over your cold, dead body into the studio. I've got a show to host. Nerd.
Get your act together.
We are unkillable. Who thought the Jets with Zach Wilson were unkillable? And the fact is, they are.
You had your chance to get us, and you missed. And now we won't be stopped.
I saw that. I said, by God, here we are over here taste testing potato chips.
Ark Manning.
Talking about the new tech trends in the fall with Katie Linendahl. What AI fake food recipes I can create for Cyborg Mraz. I mean, we are over here sucking our thumb, licking lollipops. Hey, sports. Boy, this whole
get up!
Kind of fun, isn't it? Who wants to taste really hot salsa today?
Which boots should Jacob Wilkins wear on his next date in Binghamton? Here's Lisa Ramos.
We're toasting the good stuff around here. What's making you feel good? Have a booski. Down the hall, we are unkillable.
Hoodie on, by the way, with the hood
on. Stop walking around work like a loser.
Joe Klecko Hall of Fame hoodie. Hood up. Staring at the camera like he's training Rocky to fight some new Russian guy in, you know, Rocky 7.
I was so inspired. I saw this. I was like, I just need BT screaming at me to just get my life in order. Just the lawn would always be mowed. I would always be like properly prepared for the show. I would always have dinner ready for my wife. Like, I would just be so much better for it. Can we play the entire BT clip again? This is so inspirational, so intense. I love every last second of this.
And four plays in, he's done. He's done! Do not tell me today that the season is over. Get up! Stop walking around work like a loser! Get your act together! We're playing until January! There is no way that I'm tapping out now! No chance! If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable! I have Zach's back. I'm not saying Super Bowl, but I am saying playoffs with Zach!
Next on the DA show, Mothership of the Movies, Air Bud is what we'll be broadcasting and breaking down.
We're actually doing that today, basically. Not Air Bud, but Mothership at the Movies.
It makes me feel so inadequate as a sports talk host. I just cannot conjure that type of intensity or focus about anything in my life. I
mean, it should make Jonathan Gannon feel unworthy. I mean, right, think about it. Right. He should be the coach of the Cardinals.
That's right. Somebody give BT the Cardinals coaching job.
They would have won Sunday in Washington. No doubt. Josh Dobbs ain't fumbling twice in the fourth quarter. He's got to go back to BT on the sideline.
Oh my God. If you are Josh Dobbs and you just threw a terrible pick and BT says, if they didn't kill us yet, Dobbs, you are unkillable.
Get your act together, Dobbs.
That also made me wonder, Pete's been off for paternity, but Pete's a Jets fan. If Pete came in wallowing yesterday after the Jets lost Aaron Rodgers, do you think that BT would have breathed fire in his face of, get up, you loser, stop walking around with your head down?
I don't know. I saw BT before and during his show yesterday, and I thought he was a little heartbroken, so I don't know where this hooded yelling came from. But yeah, I think if Pete was in the corner crying into his Vita Verde jersey, BT would have walked by and like smacked him in the chin, like, head up, young man. We're playing till January. And I don't just mean the actual scheduled game on January 7th against the Patriots. We're going to the playoffs.
Oh, man. I'm like, what are we doing wrong over here?
Wrong is not the right word.
The network.
Some would argue better. But certainly differently.
I mean, Maggie and Perloff did a full month of brackets of debates. Like,
what jar of this should we eat today?
What's better, peanut butter or jelly? That was a week. That was a week.
I think it was two, because one week was peanut butter, the next week was jelly. And then the third week was grape or strawberry jelly.
And that's 10 feet away down there. It's like flames are coming up from the floor. There's bats and skulls and behind them. And it's just raging, raging.
Teams, agents, network execs, you can't say that. That's a lie. Who are you guys? Get them off the air. Over here, it's just nothing. It's just so unicorns and rainbows and stars and food and great. Salsa.
It's amazing. And salsa.
and peeps with Sean Rossi. Yeah, so,
coming up, I'll dress up as a fake wizard and make picks for this football weekend.
To get you ready for Texas and Alabama, we're going to catch hams out of Ross Tucker's ball cannon. And also today is day three of Would You Eat Pulled Pork and Peach Pie Together? That's coming up at 8:20 Eastern.
Down there, Mraz is like at war with Cowboys fans. BT saying we're unkillable. Everybody is just on red alert. It's just amazing how different it is. Coming up at 9:20 this morning, we'll do Jalen's Waddle. We'll just do this for 20 minutes. We'll just grade each other out down there. We are unkillable.
No, yeah. No Dolphins Chargers breakdown. We're just going to waddle. If you want to yell about a Charger loss again, this ain't your place.
Down the hallway. Where will we behead Zach Wilson if he throws a second INT? What town on Long Island will the beheading happen?
Send your applications in now.
Hotline is open. Who's willing to kidnap Zach Wilson, put him in a bag, and punch him until he's bleeding? Who's willing to put a steak knife through their wrist for every loss the Jets suffer in September?
There is no way that I'm tapping out!
No way. No way. Meantime, I'm like, I've tapped out already.
Was I even in?
I don't even think
I was. Had I tapped in is the question?
What constitutes tapping in? Is it signing up for YouTube TV? Because I haven't done that yet. Oof. Next up on Soundcheck, here's Baker Mayfield. You could hear mic'd up via NFL Films trash-talking the Vikings after a stiff arm.
Mayfield pulls it back. He's going to run it himself, trying to stiff arm Murphy, and gets a couple of extra yards.
Wait up, little boy!
Okay, Baker. That's the Baker Mayfield we know.
Wait up!
This guy's trying to earn a spot to stick in an organization for a long time. Fourth quarter with a chance to win this game. Don't give it all you have. Go for it.
The broadcasters you hear, Andrew Catalan and Matt Ryan, future Jets quarterback on CBS. Baker getting fired up. And amazingly, the Buccaneers won week one on the road in Minnesota, a dreadful loss for the Vikings. Remember, they had all of their 70s Super Bowl teams, the old guys, the Purple People Eaters. They were in the building honoring Bud Grant. The fact that they had to watch the Buccaneers come into their building and win, those Vikings players must have been like, you got to be kidding me. And finally, this is a big piece of news as we try to match the intensity down the hall. The Bowie Bay Sox and the Harrisburg Senators minor league baseball game was delayed due to a skunk.
Oh,
we have a skunk.
This is our second skunk delay.
We have a
of the year. You know, this happened the last time Bowie was in town.
Was it Bowie?
It was indeed the last time the Bay Sox were in town, and the skunk has made his way onto the infield. He's scurrying towards second base as some members of the grounds crew are out. The crowd is cheering as if T-shirts are being tossed in the stands. And the Bowie infielders are all understandably making their way away. Some brave souls are walking that skunk across the infield. Can you believe it? It's our second official skunk delay of the season.
Well, you know, there are a lot of skunks on this island. I'm really surprised it's only happened a couple times. And that skunk must not feel too worried.
Oh, he's clapping at the skunk to try to get it to go away. And now it's running towards section 102. Some folks are leaning over. Don't get too close. Don't want to sting. So now I presume that they're going to try to get this thing to go the whole way around. Last time it vacated. Oh, he lifted his tail. Oh, my goodness gracious. Get away.
The Harrisburg Senators Radio Network is my type of guy. Though those guys fit in well here on the DA show. So they've had a second skunk delay this season, and both happened against the Bowie Bay Sox. That's interesting. And did they say that the skunk came out as the T-shirts were being tossed?
No, he said the crowd was cheering as if they were throwing out T-shirts.
I thought the skunk might have been like a Peter Schwartz skunk looking for a free T-shirt toss.
He's just a Bay Sox fan, apparently. Stays away when other teams are in town, but they show up, and here he is. Now, wasn't there a Harrisburg Zanaboni connection?
Maybe one of his play-by-play calls was against Harrisburg.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
But he was...
Fredericksburg. That's the Fred Nats.
Fred Nats Radio right. Network. And 2-2. Fred Nats Radio Network.
I mean, nothing says minor league baseball like a second skunk delay.
Imagine having been at both skunk delays. That's like catching two no-hitters.
That's like, and do you get your beanie baby?
I don't know. There should definitely be some type of memorial walk outside of the Harrisburg Stadium where you get your name engraved in a stone if you were part of both skunk delays.
And the skunk signed my scorecard from this game?
If you attended both skunk delays.
Now, are you with me? I'd rather have to deal with an animal that could like scratch me or bite me before the skunk. I don't want the skunk smell. I'd rather have the danger of like a claw or a tooth more so than the smell.
It's hard to say because if you ever get close to a raccoon, I mean, a raccoon can do some damage. They can bite or claw you.
Yeah, and rabies is a real thing, so I get that too.
But I once had somebody on my school bus who got sprayed by a skunk, and she came in the next day on the bus, and it was wretched. I mean, that 20-minute school bus ride to school was like, whoa. And everybody's windows were down and we were all kind of like dry heaving. And she had said that a skunk had sprayed like her back porch or the something like her screen door window or something. And so the whole family in the house stunk. And from then on, she was nicknamed Skunky.
Of course.
For the rest of her days. So to your point, you can survive a raccoon scratch or a squirrel bite or something. But if you smell like skunk, then you're skunky for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I have a fear of skunks that's probably much greater than like bears and other forest animals.
I was thinking more like squirrel.
Because of the smell, EJ?
Because of the smell. I mean, think about that. I mean, to me, getting skunked is almost like getting beat up at a stadium, you know, with the fans and everybody taking the video. Like, nobody forgets it. Anybody in your orbit remembers, that's the person that got skunked.
Yeah.
Ooh, they sprayed milk. They poured milk over their head for 8 hours and the smell is still there. Oh, like, I would never want to be that person. I feel like with a bear, bears normally actually don't attack. They're actually usually pretty calm. So if they're around, I'd be like, all right, just keep your distance. We'll be fine. A skunk is around, and I was in Martha's Vineyard last year or 2 years ago. There are skunks everywhere. It was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Because I kept thinking, I'm going to be skunked, and then I'm going to be at the beach, and everybody's going to look at me like, oh, who's that guy with the smell? It's going to be EJ, who ran into a rancid skunk.
I don't know. I'd still probably
ducky, no smoke.
Take the skunk over a bear attack. But otherwise, you know, skunk versus squirrel, let's go squirrel.
Down the hallway today is Meltdown City. Here, we're debating the merits of skunk versus bear attack.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Standing by with your headlines, here is a kind Sir Andrew Bogish.
The Jets, not the only team, DA, with injury concerns, but not to the extent of Aaron Rodgers. There is Steeler D-lineman Cam Hayward. He does need surgery for a groin injury, so he's out multiple weeks. Deontay Johnson, meanwhile, has a hamstring injury. He's out at least for Monday Night Football here in Week 2. To baseball, let's do good news, bad news for the Texas Rangers. First, the good stuff.
Next pitch is a line drive over Horwitz and down the right field line, a base hit. Rounding third and coming in to score is Smith. Seager will ease into second with an RBI double. It's three doubles in four batters here for the Rangers, who now lead 5-0.
As heard on Rangers radio, they won 6-3 in Toronto. The bad news is Max Scherzer pitched into the sixth inning, didn't give up a run, just three hits, a walk, and two Ks, but he left with right triceps spasms.
Past couple games I've been feeling on my forearm. My forearm's been tight. It's probably related because, it's the kinetic chain. If your forearm's tight, you got your the rest of the kinetic chain. I mean, your stress is going to go somewhere else.
That damn kinetic chain. Scherzer is scheduled for an MRI on that right arm. The Rangers win moves them into the second wild card spot. They're a half game up now on Seattle and Toronto. The Mariners, an 8-0 win over the Angels, snapping a four-game skid. As for the Rangers in the AL West, the Astros lost again last night to the A's 6-2. So the difference between those two is now just a game, with Houston in front. The Astros, by the way, have lost 12 of their last 16 at home. In the National League, the Dodgers down the Padres 11-2, reducing their magic number for the NL West down to 5. The Braves, meanwhile, are one win away from the NL East crown after a 7-6 win in 10 in Philadelphia. That one included home run number 51 from Matt Olson. That ties the Braves team record. The Mets have reportedly hired David Stearns as their president of baseball operations. He left the Brewers after last season. He'll start this new job in early October. Ohio State football naming Kyle McCord its starting QB for the rest of the season. He had started their first two games, but Devin Brown was kind of sharing the job. Now it is McCord's unquestioned. And Oklahoma City unveiling plans for a $900 million arena for the Thunder, the team giving a 25-year commitment to the city in return. All of this hinges on a December 12th vote, with citizens needing to approve a temporary 1 cent sales tax increase to pay for the arena. Again, it's 900 mil, the team only contributing 50 mil.
Oh, nice.
The other 850 coming from us on the outside.
That's
as
a
always.
Call to free arena.
Yep.
Nice. All right, thank you, Bogues. When we come back on the show, a Wednesday staple, a champ and a chump, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Only one letter separates them, but they're galaxies apart. One is a true winner. One is a pathetic loser. This is DA's champ or chump.
Your champs on the morning. The Texas Longhorns trying to break that streak of big game letdowns, especially on the road. They did so on Saturday going to Tuscaloosa. And so credit the Longhorns. That's a team that feels different, looks different. Quinn Ewers, who didn't have those types of moments enough last year, had those types of moments on Saturday against a great coach and a great program that might be starting to wane a little bit. But for the Longhorns, they did things on Saturday that certainly I did not think they were capable of doing, and they're breaking the tradition that they've had recently of big game collapses. So I got to give the Longhorns my champs this morning.
That's DA's champ.
Your chumps. So the Nebraska Cornhuskers offense, man, oh man, they've been brutal to watch in the first 2 weeks of the season, getting plowed by Colorado on Saturday afternoon. And Jeff Sims leads the nation in problems, mistakes under center. Nearly 8% of the snaps he has taken this year, he has thrown an INT or fumbled the ball. Now think about that. 8% of the snaps he has taken, he's put the ball in harm's way. It's been a disaster for Matt Rhule offensively. You had Colorado saying that the coaches from Nebraska disrespected them before the game, and they took it personally. And so if you are a recruit and you're thinking about which program right now has the upward trajectory, it's definitely Colorado and not Nebraska. And it's going to take Matt Rhule a while to dig out from the Scott Frost debacle. They are the chumps.
That's DA's chump. Class is now dismissed.
Speaking of college football, coming up this weekend to the SEC. One going up, one coming down. We'll talk a little Tennessee and Florida coming up here next. It's a Wednesday. It's DA and it's CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.